fire on the earth. Our Holy Father has said the church is missionary by her very nature. The church exists to evangelize. He's called for a new springtime of evangelization. To help us obtain the tools each of us needs to answer the church's call, this is Fire on the Earth. Here is our host, Peter Herbeck.
Good morning, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. And I've been talking this week about the grace of Pentecost, both looking at the story of Pentecost from Acts chapter 2, but also talking about what the recent popes have called a grace of a new Pentecost and how Pentecost is meant to be a perpetual reality and experience in the life of the church. Pope Paul VI said the church needs her eternal Pentecost. That is, each baptized person living fully in their baptismal dignity. That is, living fully the life the Spirit now desires to lead us into. And when the Holy Spirit came upon the apostles in the upper room on the day of Pentecost, that's the day the church was born and born into its mission. Jesus said, you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, then you'll be my witnesses. One of the reasons why the recent popes speak so often about the need for a new Pentecost is because they're very much aware of how so many baptized men and women have yet to really come into the fullness that the Lord desires for them in their life in the Spirit. You see the readings we've been talking about over the last couple of days. If you haven't had a chance to tune into the program, I'd encourage you to go to our website at renewalministries.net. You can listen to the programs right there, or download them, put them on your iPod, listen to them when it's convenient for you. I want to begin today's program just reading again different quotes from some of the recent popes and then dive back into the scripture and what we see happening, building on what we've talked about over the last couple of days. Pope Benedict XVI, for example, when he came here to the United States in 2008, his entire theme of his mission was Acts chapter 2. And he said he's coming as Peter, right? He's the successor of Peter. And in many places, for example, his homily at St. Patrick's Cathedral while he was here, he talked specifically about and he prayed for the grace of a new Pentecost to come to the church in America. Here's what he said that day. Let us implore from God the grace of a new Pentecost for the church in America. May tongues of fire, combining burning love of God and neighbor with zeal for the spread of Christ's kingdom, descend on all who are present. So he understands when he's praying and he's asking for the grace of a new Pentecost, he remembers the tongues of fire that came upon the apostles in the upper room. That is the presence of the Holy Spirit coming down with great power. And this is what he's crying out to heaven for. He's praying, may the Holy Spirit come down on you with great power to awaken something in you. He said, what's that? Burning love of God, deep, passionate zeal, love for God, hunger for God. We need grace. It doesn't come naturally to human beings. We need the help of the Holy Spirit to birth in us that love that the saints had, that the saints manifest for us, that it's real, that it's true, and it's radically transformational for every one of us. So saying, bring the Holy Spirit, he's saying, with fire, to give us burning love for God and for our neighbor and zeal to spread Christ's kingdom. These are the signs of a healthy church because they're the signs of Pentecost. And from the very moment of the church's birth, really, the Holy Spirit is given for, you might say, holiness and mission. The holiness he's talking about is what? Love God, love neighbor. The Holy Spirit wants to set our hearts on fire where we actually think about that. We pray about it. We think about it. We ruminate on our beds at night. We awake in the middle of the night maybe and can't get back to sleep and we find something stirring within us. And the Lord wants us to have a concern, to carry a love in our heart for him and for our neighbor, and knowing that the Holy Spirit wants to move us ever deeper into that reality. So it's really the fundamental reason we understand ourselves to be here, to be living. It's our fundamental purpose is to love God with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength, love our neighbor as ourself. And then he said, and pray, he said that the Holy Spirit, the grace of a new Pentecost, would produce zeal for the spread of Christ's kingdom. So holiness and mission. Great commandment, great commission. Go make disciples of all nations. These are signs of a church living, as Pope Paul VI described it, her eternal Pentecost. You can just see that the church in the West, across Europe, Canada, and an increasing way in many places here in the United States, a decline, a drifting away, a lukewarmness, a domestication of the church, a weakening of its message, confusion about its message and purpose. And people sort of deactivated. They're not activated in the mission of the church, not living with the very zeal and passion that Pope Benedict was speaking about so much. When he was in Australia, right around the same time, he said, "Together, we shall now invoke the Holy Spirit, confidently asking God for the gift of a Pentecost for the church and for humanity in the third millennium." Another point, he said this, "Today I would like to extend this invitation to everyone." This is the Feast of Pentecost 2008. "Let us rediscover, dear brothers and sisters, the beauty of being baptized in the Holy Spirit. Let us be aware again of our baptism and of our confirmation and the sources of the grace that are always present, but deactivated in the lives of many people." It's interesting. At one point, Pope Paul VI said something that stuck with me. I didn't hear him say this, but just reading it years later, he talks about the gifts we've been given at baptism and confirmation. These are spiritual gifts, charisms, powers given to us by God to be able to make a contribution to the building up of the body. One of the reasons today the body is weak, the body in many places is broken and has been marginalized, is that the faithful, the baptized, have not been awakened to a full Christian life. As a professor at Notre Dame called it, sociology professor Smith, I can't remember his first name, but he said, you know, that if you look at the church and kind of what it looks like across the country, he called it moralistic therapeutic deism. We're not living a life aided by the Holy Spirit, empowered by the Spirit in that grace of Pentecost, but we're kind of living with our eyes focused on the law, on morals only, like Christianity means, you know, just being moral, being a better person. Now, that's part of it, but that's not really ultimately the heart of it. And it's therapeutic. It's focused on me and my feelings and my psychological health and my emotional stability. Moralistic therapeutic deism. What is deism? You know, the clockmaker God. It's that somehow God is far away. He's not present. He's kind of wound this whole thing up, and now we're just kind of moving through history. But he's impersonal. He's distant. It's not someone we can know personally in the way the apostles and the way the popes are speaking to us about needing to come alive in that relationship with Christ. And they know for sure that the only way that happens is by the grace and power of the Holy Spirit. So here's Paul VI. He said, "The fresh breath of the Spirit has come to awaken latent energies within the church." What does it mean, latent? That are undiscovered, right? They're present, but they're not active. He said, "and to stir up dormant charisms," to stir up dormant charisms. At one point he said, "for many of the baptized, the spiritual gifts given at baptism and confirmation lie dormant our whole life long," that is, undiscovered. Now that's a problem because those gifts are distributed by the Lord. St. Paul tells us, "to each person the manifestation of the Spirit has been given for the common good." The manifestation of the Spirit, the presence and power of the Spirit, giving distinct and real gifts to people. These are powers that come from Jesus that he shares throughout his whole body, the church. And the church is made strong and is built up into maturity and strength in her life and her mission when those who receive the gifts are exercising those gifts. And if we're not exercising those gifts, the church is really limited. And the church is not functioning in a healthy way, and she can't thrive in the environment of a hostile world or a secularizing world. So what the church needs, as Pope Paul VI said today, is her eternal Pentecost. He goes on. I'll just start again from that first line. "The fresh breath of the Spirit has come to awaken latent energies within the church, to stir up dormant charisms, and to infuse a sense of vitality and joy. It is this sense of vitality and joy which makes the church youthful, relevant in every age, and prompts her to proclaim joyously her eternal message to each new epoch." He's talking about the church as a whole. Now, insert yourself there and ask yourself the question, have I experienced the fresh breath of the Spirit in my life? Can I point to the experience of the power of the Spirit in my life in the way that reading in the Acts of the Apostles? Here's just this interesting passage from Galatians, for example. Paul is trying to deal with a problem among the Galatians about people who are being Judaizers and others are leading some of the new disciples, the Jewish disciples who become followers of Jesus, to say they have to fulfill all the dietary laws, to begin to live by the law again. And Paul is saying, wait a minute. How did your transformational faith, how did the faith that you received, how did that come to you? Here's his point. I'll read. He says, O foolish Galatians, who's bewitched you, before whose eyes Jesus Christ was publicly portrayed as crucified? Let me ask you only this. Did you receive the Spirit by works of the law or by the hearing of faith? What is he doing? He's appealing to their experience. When you came alive in your faith, did that come about because of you were being faithful to the dietary laws that were part of your history, our religious history? Or did that faith come when you experienced the presence and the power of the Holy Spirit? He appealed to it because he knew that was the standard. That's what Christianity was all about, was encountering Christ in the power of the Holy Spirit and Jesus working in us through his Holy Spirit to bring us into an experience of his lordship and his presence and his glory. Paul appealed to that fundamental experience and standard. And so it's a good question for us to ask ourselves as we move toward Pentecost. Have I experienced the fresh breath of the Spirit in my life? The Spirit has come, the recent popes are telling us, to awaken latent energies. On the day of Pentecost, the Holy Spirit, John Paul II said, stirred up the deepest energies of the apostles, awakened something profound in them and stirred them and moved them and thrust them into the marketplace. Have I ever experienced anything like that? Or are the energies of my baptism and confirmation, are they latent, that is, unused, undiscovered, yet to be discovered? He's come to stir up dormant charisms. Have you experienced that in your life? Do you know what charisms are? These spiritual gifts given to us by God to build up the body. Do you know what gifts you've been given? Because, again, as St. Paul tells us, the manifestation of the Spirit has been given to everybody to build up the body. Every single baptized person has been given spiritual gifts directly from Jesus to make a contribution to the building up of the body in holiness and in love and to extending the kingdom in the world. Ask yourself the question, am I engaged in either one of those things? Am I building a domestic church that's filled with the life of the Spirit and holiness? And am I raising my family? And are we actually engaged in the mission of the church and opening our home for love of neighbor? What's happening in your life? Do I see myself here? And do I feel like in my heart a youthful church has emerged, right? And that we're relevant in this age, not because we're changing all the teaching of the church to conform to the world, but we're relevant because the living Jesus Christ has come alive in me in the power of the Spirit, and he's given me a word to speak. He's given me services to contribute. And his church is alive, and I see it, and I feel it, and I know my place. I know I'm a part of it, and it's my delight to express that part, to yield the presence and power of the Holy Spirit in my life, to make that contribution, because what's happening is the Spirit is stirring my love for the church and for those who don't know him. Friends, let's beg God for an outpouring of the Spirit in our lives. God bless you. Have a great day.
This has been Fire on the Earth. It's heard here Monday through Friday at this time. Our host has been Peter Herbeck, Vice President of Missions at Renewal Ministries. You can contact Peter or listen again to this program on the web at renewalministries.net. Fire on the Earth is brought to you by Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, in the year of mercy, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, St. Francis Used Words. St. Francis is really a model of mercy, and he communicated that mercy through both deeds and through words. And Pope Francis reminds us that each one of us is called to do the same. If you'd like a copy of this free booklet, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789.